message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I say hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time. I want to welcome you to the presence of God tonight. And I pray that His blessing that God has packaged for us will never elude us in the name of Jesus. I say it will never elude us in the name of Jesus. I also want to appreciate God for my Father and the Lord, my pastor, for this great privilege that He has given me to stand here. We want to say a big thank you, sir, for leading us and being a shepherd over us. We pray that God will renew your strength in the name of Jesus. Can you please appreciate our God in the life of our Father? Hallelujah. I also want to appreciate our Mama for being a good help, a good support. Thank you, Ma, for releasing yourself for the Lord. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you and give you more revelation in the name of Jesus. Tonight, the topic is spiritual sensitivity for a new beginning. We've been talking about new beginning since the beginning of this month, and we are still talking about it because God actually wanted to give us a new beginning, and He's been showing us things that we need to know and things that we need to do to assess this new beginning. I pray that God Almighty will make His plan to come to fulfillment in your life in the name of Jesus. Spiritual sensitivity for a new beginning. There is no doubt about it that God wants us to be successful. God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to achieve greatness. God wants us to become whom He has destined us to be. As a matter of fact, the part of God in ensuring that this is done has already been done. Because God has programmed you and I to do well in life. God has programmed you and I to do well in life. He has programmed us to do well. And what we need to know is to learn how to. No wonder Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6. He said, learn to do good. He said, learn to do good. So we ought to learn what we need to know so that we can do good. God has programmed us. Just as when you buy a new phone, the new phone has been programmed to make calls, to receive calls, to send text message, to receive text message. And some of them have even come to browse. So it's been configured. The same way God has come. You know, when you buy those things before you became, you know how to use it, you have to learn how to do it. You have to learn how to use it. So we need to learn how to do well in life. We need to learn how to become what God has programmed us to be. God has ensured that your portion, my portion in life, is a portion of blessings, progress, and breakthrough, and advancement in life. That is why the Bible says that the path of the righteous is of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So God wants us to do it, and God has done it. Praise the Lord. So we want to talk on, we want to look at ways by which God will ensure that we do well. We become what He wants us to be. Because God wants to lead us. He wants to lead us to that place that He has destined for us. In Job chapter 33, Job 33, in verse 14, let me start from verse 12. Behold, indeed, thou art not just, I will answer thee, that God is greater than men. There was an argument here. Okay, so, and the man is telling his friend now, don't blame God. God is not responsible for your misfortune. God is not to be blamed for what you are passing through. God is not one to be blamed for this, your present situation. He said, God is greater than men. Now, look at verse 13. He said, why dost thou strive against Him? Some people are striving against God. Say, I don't know why my life is like this. I don't know why all these things is just coming upon me. I don't know why this misfortune is just coming. I don't know why this bad luck. I don't know why this God self is just too harsh. This man, I pray self, God did not answer me. And I talked to God, say, I thought pastor even pray for me. I'm anointed myself. Oh, he said I will get this job, but I didn't get it. Probably something is lacking or something is missing. Look at it. The Bible says that, don't strive against God. For he giveth not account of any of his master, of his matter. He said, God is not, he cannot give a report for you. Now, look at verse 14. He now said, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceive it not. So this is the problem. He said, God speaketh once. Sometimes he do it twice. But you see, those who are spiritually sensitive do not have to wait for God to speak twice. Because Samuel says that once has he spoken, twice have I heard. So he spoke once, but because he was sensitive, this is what he's saying. But for this man, he said he spoke once. Again, he spoke twice. Yet, man do not perceive it. That word perception or perceive is very, very, very important. You can perceive it just like you can perceive a good aroma. When you see something is smelling here, when somebody wear a good perfume walk past you, you can perceive it. You can even, if you have a friend, you recognize your friend with his perfume. So even if you don't see him physically like this, but you enter into a room, you be like, somebody, this person is here, because you perceive that perfume. You perceive it, and you are sure that is here. You are sure, is here. Say, is here. Or when you just hear the voice of your friend or somebody you are familiar with, this is the person speaking. Even if the person is hiding somewhere and speaking, don't deceive yourself. I don't praise the Lord. Why? Because you are familiar with that voice. You are familiar with that voice. The same way in the realm of the spirit, we need to be familiar. We need to perceive the things of the spirit whenever God speaks to us. You have five senses. Do you know that you have spiritual senses? And so, everything we know how to do, we learn it via our five senses. Everything we know how to do. Everything. But the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14 tells us that we have spiritual senses. As a matter of fact, we need to read from verse 12. Please, let's start from verse 12. Verse 12. Media. For the time ye ought to be teachers. No, he's speaking to Christians here. He said, this time you ought to have grown. By this time, you ought to have become a teacher. Only ye, you have me that one teaches you again, which be the first principle of the oracle of God. The basic element to your Christian, you don't have to tell you. Say this, you have to have passed this level. You have to have grown in the spirit. They are still teaching you. They are still teaching you, your tithe is 10%, not 9.5%. They are still teaching you this. Why are you remain a spiritual baby? Please put it on the screen. And I say, and have become such as have need of meek and not of strong meat. Verse 13. For everyone that uses meek is unskillful in the word of unrighteousness, for he is a babe. They are still just all the small, repent now. You are unskillful now. Verse 14. Say, but strong meat belong to them that are of full age, that is, those that have matured in the spirit. Even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and bad. So you have spiritual senses. It is spiritual senses that make you to know what is good for you and the one that is bad. And he said, you have to exercise it. He said, when you use it, you are exercising it, so you now know what is good and what is bad. So don't limit yourself on your physical senses. What you taste, what you hear, what you put in your mouth, what you smell. No, don't limit. There are spiritual senses that you have. We are going to look at how to train ourselves, how to get ourselves trained to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. I pray that God will open our eyes tonight in the name of Jesus. This is very, very important, because the requirement, basic requirement for a new beginning is to be led of God, to be spiritually sensitive. When God speaks something to you, you know it, that this is what God is saying. So Job, in what we read, Job 33, he said, God speak once, sometimes he speak twice. Yeah, but you don't perceive it. That word perceive is a deep sense of knowing inside of you. You may not have explanation for it, but you just know it. I just know that this is not right. I just know that this is it. It just spoke to me. Deep sense of knowing. Deep sense. You just, without confusion, you just inside, even when you want to rationalize with your mind, something, this is the main thing. This is it. So, To be sensitive, another word for sensitivity is perception, to be aware. To be aware. You are aware of something. And what is spiritual sensitivity? Spiritual sensitivity is the ability to pick divine signal. The ability to pick divine signal and so, as sown by heaven for man's benefit. Let me come again. Spiritual sensitivity is the ability to pick divine signal as sown by heaven for man's benefit. Every time God speaks from heaven, it is for man's benefit. It is for our benefit. So your ability to pick that signal, to get what he's saying, to decode the message, the ability is what we call spiritual sensitivity. And when you, if you can get it, your future is assured. Why? Because heaven and earth will pass away, but a jot of his word will never go unfulfilled. God never misled anybody, because he is all-knowing God. He knows everything. He can tell what's going to happen to you in the next 10, 5, 15, 50 years to come. He can tell you. So when you pick it, then you know what to do. From today, you will never live in confusion again in the name of Jesus. I say you will never live in confusion again in the name of Jesus. Do you know why some are so good? I don't even know. You know, this guy is disturbing me. John is also, you know, I like this, but it's my care that my heart is. You don't even know. You even try in your own mind. Say, okay, let me check him out. I will try to check this person. You want to double date? You don't need it. Why will you double date for God's sake? Why will you double date for God's sake? I used to say it. You need just one person in your life. As a female, you need just one man. As a male, you need just one. Just one. So get it. Just get that singular person. Just pray. Be sensitive. Once you get it, it is done. You don't need all the stress. You don't need it. Praise the Lord. God is answering somebody's prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Lack of spiritual sensitivity is very, 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 very dangerous, because it's the major hindrance to a new beginning. When there is lack of spiritual sensitivity, man is as blind, no man is as blind as a man who has physical eyes but cannot see what heaven is showing. No man is as deaf as a man who has physical ear but can't hear what the heaven is saying. Hearing and seeing what God is saying is your greatest asset. When God speaks to you, he's showing you things. And that is why you never don't, whenever we are in the place of worship, you don't joke with it. You don't joke with it. But when you are praying, you don't joke. But when you are hearing the word of God like this, you are not absent-minded. And you are not carnal. Because your spiritual antenna must be, on. Your spiritual antenna must be, because that is a very, very sensitive time. For you to pick what God is telling you. For you to pick what God is showing you. God may show you something. You know, I was sharing something with a prayer, I think a prayer unit on Sunday. One man that I respect very well, I respect him because of his IQ. He's a consultant, and was consulting for a bank. Was consulting for a bank, and a very big bank in this nation. The first five bank in this nation was consulting for them, and they have big problem. So they don't know how to tackle it. They've done all they could. So they now say, okay, what will happen is I let all the guys and the consultant, they took themselves out of Nigeria and they locked themselves somewhere outside Nigeria in an hotel. So they brainstormed, they discussed, but there was no solution. So this man said, okay, I know what to do. See, he now told them, he said, don't worry, tomorrow I will get a solution. We'll get a solution. Let's pray. And they prayed. So when he prayed, the man went back to his hotel room and he continued in prayers. And he said he began to pray in other tongues. He began to pray in other tongues. After all prayers, he now slept. When he slept, in his dream, he said, God now showed him the missionary mark of Paul. He said, don't ask me how I know that it is Paul or not. He said, I just know that is the map of Paul. How Paul moved from one city, from one village, and preaching. That was what God showed him in the map. So when I woke up, I knew that God has answered my prayer. So I just started giving God praise. I said, and how, what is the correlation between map of a missionary and what the problem that the bank is passing through? What is the correlation? For me, it doesn't make sense. But to me, I just sat down after I worshiped God. I began to draw a model around that map that brings solutions. So the next morning, when he came on the meeting, when he presented his idea, everybody went, ah. So where did you get this? What did you get this? That is the perfect solution for their problem. Perfect solution for their problem. Why? Because the man was sensitive. He was sensitive. God just showed him picture, and the man got it. He was able to get it because he was spiritually alert, sensitive. So when you are worshiping, when you are praying, don't take it like it, because at that time, God will show you something. I pray that tonight, God will show you something in the name of Jesus. Genesis 12, from verse 1 to 4, we saw there that God spoke to Abraham, said, get out of your father's house. I told myself, as Papa Abraham held that God ever spoke to any man before, that he knew that it was God that was talking to him. And without any argument, the man departed and he became great. We are talking about him. You will become great, and the world will be talking about you in the mighty name of Jesus. Without spiritual sensitivities, many things can go wrong. Number one, without spiritual sensitivity, we live in darkness. Darkness means that we don't know what to do again. We don't know where to turn. We don't know what to do. We are confused. The word darkness means confusion. We don't know what to do. Number two, man is vulnerable to attack without spiritual sensitivity. Vulnerable to attack. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us in verse 12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power and spiritual wickedness in high places. Then in verse 16 he says, therefore take the seed of faith, that you may be able to quench all the fiery dark of the enemy. So when enemy is throwing arrow at you, if you are spiritually alert, then you use your seed of faith to attack it, to stop it. But if you are not, such will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So we need to be active. We need to be spiritually sensitive. Number three is that spiritual insensitivity leads to lost opportunity. It leads to lost opportunity. You remember the story of Jacob. When God came to visit him, he looked at what is happening. Oh, to him, everything was a drama. He woke up and said, so God is here. I don't know. And the man just walked like that. Just went like that. And he struggled. You will not struggle in the name of Jesus. Now, very quickly, let's look at example of those who assess and enjoy spiritual sensitivity. Number one is Mary. Mary we are talking about is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in Luke chapter 1, I love Mary. In fact, I love Mary very well. I just did a study about Mary and Joseph last week. Mary was sitting when the angel came. And the angel of God came to him and he said, hey, Mary, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among many women. Luke chapter 1 from verse 28. And Bible says that Mary was, she was troubled. What kind of greeting is this one? She was troubled in her heart. I've never heard this kind of greeting before in my life. And the angel told him, fear not, for you have been favored of God. So God has favored you. And then he began to tell her, you are going to conceive, and that which you will conceive is by the Holy One. He began to tell him what the name will be, began to tell her everything. And you see, the woman was like, how can this be? I know no man. I said, don't worry. He said, the Spirit of God will overshadow you. And I love her response. He said, okay, let it be unto me according to your word. That made me to love her. You know why? She understood how to receive the things of spirit to bring it into the physical realm. But she knew that to receive that, you can't because how can no before Mary, nobody ever conceived without meeting with a man. Nobody. And the woman believed it like that. A pastor never preached that message that somebody, Mr. Mary, conceived without the coming together of man and woman, of the man and woman. I believe that no pastor ever prayed that Holy Ghost can impregnate you. It has never been written before. It has never been spoken before. It has never been sung before. It has never been written before. It has never been displayed on movie before. She just believed it. She knew that if I believe it, and she believed it, she created something in her heart for that baby to come. And the baby stayed inside her. And today we are still talking of Mary. Why? Because she was spiritually sensitive. When she saw the angel, she knew that something is about to happen to her. She knew that something is about to happen. This is unusual. This greeting is unusual. When a man of God speaks to you, don't take, you see, a man of God just told me, I said, God bless you. I just, amen, sir. Amen, sir. And you go, hey, probably you just missed something. That word, God bless you, is carry power. Carry power. Maybe that is all we need, you just need. Or you just, pastor, I want to start. Go and do it. The Lord will bless you with it. I don't even have money. What of the word of blessings that you just received? Don't trivialize words of blessing. It carry power. When Hannah was in the church, was praying, the man of God came to her. The man of God did not fast. Oh yeah, he didn't even pray, speak in other tongues. So I said, go. Say, go to your house. Go and eat. Go and drink. Go and marry. And the man of God, okay, thank God. And he left. And that was it. That was it. If you are not sensitive, you will trivialize blessings as if it's a common thing. Do you know that our sister, you know, that at the time, Abigail was, Hezekiah's wife, was also, Elizabeth, sorry, was also in the same suit. When the angel of God visited him, the man did not believe, and he became deaf. The same thing, the same angel, the same message, but she knew how to transact in the realm of the spirit. She knew that in the realm of the spirit, what you need is to just believe what God says, and all is done. All is done. Probably maybe God has been talking to you. God has been speaking to you. God has been using people around you. God has been using his word that is coming to you. What have you done with what he has told you? You are about to take a step. And what we call words of knowledge, and what we call words of wisdom, is a gift of the spirit. Sometimes when pastors speak to you, they just describe your case as if you have spoken to them. But at that time, that is a word of knowledge that just came to you. And that is your direct, that is just what you need. That is a direct message from God to you. And as you speak, just believe it and give God glory for your answer your prayer. So Sister Mary believed this, and she became great. I pray that God will open our eyes and our ears in the name of Jesus. Number two, the woman of Sunam in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 10. This woman was so sensitive because She was a woman who was very, very great. The Bible tells us that she was a wealthy woman. And she had a house, very big mansion. And the man of God will come. The man of God will not even stay. He's not preaching in that particular city. But there is no how he will not pass through that city. And when the woman will say, sir, please, can you come? Can you just come and eat? The man will eat. I will continue his journey. Another time when he's coming, sir, please, sir, just come. One day, it's like this man, let's quickly read it, because he used that same word that we saw in Job 33 in 2 Kings from verse 9. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceived. Nobody told her, I just perceived. I perceived that this is an holy man of God, which passed by us continually. I just perceive it. Man of God did not say, I'm a pastor, I believe it. He didn't tell her that I'm going to go to preach. But in her, she just perceived. She saw an aura in the life of this man of God. I just perceived that this is a man of God. She perceived it. He's a man of God. Nobody told her, but she just, and as a man of God, I need to do something. So he told her husband, shall we build a house? Shall we find a lodge for him? And you know the story. And that was how the woman received grace to have baby in life. Because she was spiritually sensitive. She was spiritually sensitive. Number three, Elisha. Elisha is a spiritual man which have a high spiritual sensitivity. When Gehazi ran to meet Naaman to collect a gift from him, you know, he committed fraud. So he knew that something has happened. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 20 to 27, when the man quickly ran, you know, he was with the master and the man brought gift. Say, can you take? Say, no, I'm not taking this from you. The man was, look at that. The man left. He allowed the man to leave. So he now quickly walked by and by the backyard and followed the man. Say, my God sent me to you. So he gave him all the gifts and everything. He collected it. When he came back, he pretended as if nothing happened. But he didn't know that there is a man whose spiritual antenna is high up. That's a Gehazi, where are you coming from? Yes, I just say. Don't you know that? Say, my spirit follows you. When you approach the man, he began to describe the how they say, you stop him. Okay, how are you? Can you say this? As you are packing it, I'm seeing you. I'm seeing you. Even though the man never left his house, but his spiritual man is alive. So he saw what is happening. He saw what is happening. Very highly sensitive man. Then number four is Peter. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8, Peter was preaching, and there was a man called Simeon. That man was possessed by the devil. As he was preaching, this man was performing diabolically. Diabolically, you know, twisting the mind of the people he was preaching to. He was diabolical. And that man, Bible says, he was filled with the Spirit. And he knew that. He said, can we read it? Okay. And he said unto him, Acts of Apostles chapter 8. We will read from verse 14. Acts of Apostles chapter 8 from verse 14. Media. Okay. And when the apostles which are at Jerusalem heard that Samaria has received the word of God, that is sent unto them, Peter and John. Please move to verse 16. Verse 16. For as yet he was filled upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Then laid they their hand on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Yes. And when Simon saw that through laying of their hand, apostle hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Yes. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomever I lay hand, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou art taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Next, thou art neither part nor lot of this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Praise the Lord. So he began to preach to him. So Peter was sensitive. So if you are spiritually sensitive, you can note or get notice of what is going on around you. You can, if something is about to happen, you can, God can show you and you can pick it. Then you take steps to make it right. I pray that tonight the Lord will open our spirit man and make us sensitive to the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Every connection that is, every whatever that is blocking our connection with God is broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. How to assess spiritual sensitivity? Number one, you must be born again. You must be born again. John chapter 3. You know, I love this. In John chapter 3, chief was talking to God, to Jesus, about what is happening to him. A man called Nicodemus came and began to talk to Jesus, that Lord, I see. Please go back to verse 1. Verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know. You know, he didn't say, I know. He said, we know. You know, in their council, they know that Jesus is real. He know that it's from God. Probably they must have discussed the matter among themselves. So this man now came behind and began to say, we know that you are from God. Yes? Go back to verse 2. Say, and that same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou as a teacher come from God. For no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him. Now, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Look at that man's remark. He said, no one can do. So what he saw was do. But when Jesus will reply him, Jesus said, it is not about do. You have to be born again. We are not human doing, we are human being. It is be that empower you to do. So Jesus changed the equation. Say, don't just see what I'm doing. I be it before I do it. So it is not about, if you want to do it, then you need to be born again. So the principal requirement for you to be spiritually sensitive is that you must be born again. Why? Because when man sinned, man lost connection with God. Man lost connection with God. We don't have part with God. And what died in a man is his spirit. It is his spirit that died. But when you, if you receive Jesus into your life, your spirit is awakened to God. Then you can receive from him. Number two, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, when you became born again, the Holy Ghost came to live in you, to dwell with you. Then you don't have to, but it's at the minimum level. If you want, you need to grow in the Spirit. And what that implies is that you need to constantly be filled with the Spirit. Constantly, you know, in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 18, the Bible says, don't be drunk with wine. Don't be drunk with wine. Say, rather, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. You know, when you are filled with the Spirit, it intoxicates you like when you are drunk. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost control you. You know, those who are drunk, you know how they stagger. Why? Because they drank themselves to that level. They drank themselves to that. So that alcoholic in the soft town, the two controls their body. It controls their movement. It controls their mouth. So they began to say things that they ought not to say. It controls their action. And that's why they can beat anybody. That's why they can break bottle. That's why they can do anything that is not. So don't let that be your portion. Be filled with the Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost control you. Let the Holy Ghost control the way you think. Let it control the way you act. Let it control what you say. Let the Holy Ghost be filled with it. And he went further to tell us what you need to do. He said, begin to speak in, talk to yourself, speak in psalm, and in the word of God. So the Holy Ghost is given to us. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 26, God said that I will give you this comforter. See, Jesus said that this Holy Ghost will teach you all things, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Say, he will teach you all things. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He will teach you mathematics. He will teach you physics. He will teach you chemistry. He can teach you anything. He will teach you business. He will teach you how to make profit. He will teach you what to say. He will teach you how to behave. He will teach you how to become a better wife. He will teach you how to become a better husband. He will teach you how to become a better student. He will teach you how to go about your project. He will teach you who to meet. He will teach you how to write your CV. He will teach you where to submit. He will tell you. And as I will show you all things. He will bring to your remembrance everything that he has. God has given us his Holy Ghost to lead us. So we need to be filled with the Spirit every time. What Holy Ghost is our principal determinant of success in life. Because with him, we cannot go wrong. With him, we cannot fail. I see that Holy Ghost coming upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. And you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. What can we do to be filled with the Holy Ghost? That leads us to number three. You need to be biblically literate. That is, you need to know the word of God. Be biblically literate. God's word is, the Bible is God's word documented. And if you want to be familiar with his word, his spoken word, you need to know his written word. For you to get his written, his spoken word, you need to get to know the written word. So when you begin to read, and you read about the stories of others, how God dealt with them, you need to know that not what God disliked. You need to read your Bible and you discover what God likes, what he dislikes, how he speaks to Moses, how he speaks to Jonah, how he speaks, all those things. When you begin to, and his promises, his mind towards you. If you get to know those things, when he speaks to you, you can easily get it. You can easily pick it. You can easily, it will be, His word is like a software that empower hardware to work. Because it's already, and that is what Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says. Say, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you richly. So when he speaks to you, you can pick it because the word is already there. Because there will be an alignment with what he said and what is written. That's God never says something that is contrary with what he has written. Anything God has told you to do is already in the scripture or is aligned with the scripture. For example, you don't say that, God spoke to me now that I don't pay my tithe. You are contrary, you are totally disconnected with what he has, because he has already told you in the scripture what to do with your tithe. So whatever he will tell you will be in line with his word. Somebody wants to ask me, I want to know whether I will work in Chevron or in Mobil. And that is not in the scripture. Praise the Lord. You know, there was a man who actually wanted to build a building. And as he wanted to build a building, that building wanted to be, he went through, he, it's an architect. He asked for all the beautiful building around him. And he got the picture. And I said, I want to build a building that will be more beautiful than all the buildings around me, because he has the money. So, but he didn't know whether it's God's plan for him or not. Because at that time, he was wondering whether God would allow or not. So one day he was reading his Bible. And when he was reading his Bible, he now began to read how the Word of God described the temple that Solomon built. So when he sat down and he read it, and as he read it, meditated upon it, began to draw, and he came out with his sketch. When he came out with that drawing, I don't know, all his friends, he showed them, have you ever seen this kind of building before? No. You can't build this kind of building now. Oh, you can't build this kind of building. And the man built that building. When he built his house in that area, that house is the most beautiful. And when I told the friend, when I asked him, please, where do you get this, what do they call it? This drawing for? Where did you get the plan? How can we get it? I said, I saw it in the Bible. He saw it in the Bible. So, if God can give a man how to build his house by reading the Bible, then you should know that he can tell you whether you work in Moby or Chevron. Praise the Lord. Number four. You need to be prayerful and fast regularly. This helps you to sensitize your spiritual sense. It helps you to fire up your spirit. It helps to get your spirit alive and to stay connected. When you fast, it is a prayer, and fasting is a spiritual engagement. And as often as you do it, you become more sensitive and be aware to what God is showing you or what God is telling you. Prayer is very, very important. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 20, when great nations came to the nation of Israel, Jehoshaphat knew not what to do. But he knew that if I can go to God, he will tell me what to do. So he proclaimed fasting and prayer, and all of them prayed and fasted. And as they do that, he was able to position himself where he will receive divine signal. And God gave him the strategies to win the battle. Because he fasted and he prayed. He fasted and he prayed. So the more you fast, the more you pray, the more you are getting yourself attuned, the more you are being synchronized to the frequency of heaven, then you can pick divine signal. You must never hate fasting, and you must never hate prayer. And when you are praying, like I said, prayer is an engagement. It's a spiritual engagement. You don't pray and you just walk around and your eyes open, you are looking at how others are praying, you are looking at those who are not praying, you are looking at those who are... What kind of prayer is that one? You are totally disconnected. You are already disconnected. You can't get signal like that. The only signal you will get is the one your carnal mind is telling you. But when you pray and you fast, you suspend the mind. Especially when you speak in another tongue, the mind is suspended. And then you are attuned to the frequency of heaven. If you can do it the way God has told us to do it. Fasting and praying regularly, you know, has make you to assess spiritual things on time, and it make you to be sensitive, because your antenna is sharp when you are praying. Don't you know that when you are fasting, you don't want to, there are things you don't want to do, there are things you don't say, there are your behaviors is normal. And you can tell yourself that I like this. Something inside you just tell you, this is just good. This is good. You may be feeling hungry, and you feel your body may be shaking, but in your heart, you are free. Your heart is free of bitterness. It's free of... It's very... If you can continue like that every day, imagine how your life will be. Imagine. You can sense what God is telling you when we pray in other tongues, and we fast often. Then number five is that you must be broken. You need to be broken. This is very, very, very important. Because if you are not broken, God is telling you something, pride may not allow you to accept what he's telling you. Even laziness may not allow you to do what God is telling you to do. Sometimes selfishness may not allow you. Greedy may not allow you. You have money in your pocket, and God wants just a channel just to bless you. Say, this boy has been talking to me. Oh, I just want to bless. That which is in your hand, give it. Maybe to the church or to somebody as a gift, or you give it. You don't use your mind. I only have 1,000. If I don't get it, how will I live? I'm going to say, give this thing. I want to bless you. I want to, instead of you, you know, but you just calculate. You are now struggling in your mind. That is why Romans chapter 12 verse 1 tells us that be renewed. He said, don't be conformed to the system of this world. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind in line with the word of God. You are broken. If you have become broken and do away with all the works of the flesh, we are enjoying God so much, because God will be talking to us and we will be seeing the result immediately. Number 6 is that you must be desperate for God's voice. You must be desperate. You must be desperate. Desperation is what we need. When you want to need God, in that desperation is what will lead you to read the word. It's what will make you to pray. It's what will make you to fast, because you are desperate to hear from God. Number 7 is create an atmosphere to hear God's voice by praising God, by worshiping Him, and being quietness. When you praise, when you worship, when you pray, or when you are meditating in quietness, you create an atmosphere for yourself to receive from God. Because in the place of quietness, God can speak. In the place of worship and praying, God will speak to you. And lastly, number 8, honor God always. Honor God always. God tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 13, say, anyone that honor me, I will honor. And those that despise me, I will lightly esteem. When we honor God with our life, when we honor God with our words, when we honor God with our attitude, when we honor Him with our substance, God honors us. He honors us in return. He tells us things to do. He shows us the way to go. I pray that tonight, God Almighty will empower everyone to be sensitive spiritually in the name of Jesus. You know, I don't like it when I see Christians operating carnally, because I know that you are totally disconnected. But the Bible says a carnal man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. Why? Because the things of the Spirit are spiritually designed. Paul said that we compare spiritual things with spiritual things. It is spirit. There is no how. When you are carnal, you can't receive from God, because you are already disconnected. So do away with carnality. Do away with worldliness. Do away with all the cares of this world. And get yourself attuned to assess a new beginning. Get yourself attuned to the frequency of heaven. I pray that from tonight, spiritual hunger, a divine hunger for spiritual sensitivity and to become mature in the things of God will come upon you in the name of Jesus. No longer will you miss the mark again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we rise to our feet tonight?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.